9/11 touched off a chain of events that transformed Thomas Young from an athletic, rambunctious 22-year-old into a man at the very end of his rope. Young enlisted 2 days after the attacks, moved, he says, by President Bush's vow to punish the Taliban. Young wanted revenge in Afghanistan, but was deployed instead to Iraq, a country that he believed had nothing to do with 9/11. After just days there, a sniper's bullet left him paralyzed from the chest down, impotent and very angry. His terse, powerful way with words propelled him to the forefront of the anti-war movement. The documentary Body of War follows Young's activism and physical struggles. In this scene, his mom, Kathy Smith, tries to attach a urine catheter in the back of a car.
Hey, Mom. We generally tend to watch what goes on up there.
I'm trying to move it so it doesn't just go everywhere.
Good plan. Look at that. You got pee on your hand.
I'm glad that it came out and people saw the reality of war.
Young now spends most of his time here, lying flat on his back, smoking in his dimly lit bedroom.
But now I can't even watch it because it serves as a reminder of what I used to be able to do.
Because tough as life was for Young 6 years ago, it's worse now. A blood clot lodged in his lungs months after the film came out that damaged his brain, twisting his hands, and left his speech impaired. His mom, Kathy Smith, says it's been a long, hard fight.
To be a paraplegic, deal with that, and to become a strong young man again, and then you wake up and you're quadriplegic, and you can't use your voice, which was what you were learning to use, and so many people wanted him to speak, and then he couldn't speak anymore.
Young spent months in rehab, but then last April 20th, he married a woman named Claudia Cuellar, a Buddhist with a sunny disposition. Young is a pretty devout atheist, but they both love music and literature and share a keen understanding of the hardships of war.
He is, of course, my number one hero, along with all, you know, Iraq, Afghanistan, Vietnam, all veterans. Do you want a cigarette? Do you want us to go out in front?
Yeah, I'll take a cigarette.
Okay.
Cuellar cares for Young full-time, fetching and lighting his cigarettes, bringing his water, crushing his pills. She's hung her spiritual artwork alongside Young's edgier images, posters of Hunter S. Thompson and rock bands. They had hoped to spend a few good years together, but last summer, a horrible new chronic pain hit Young. Doctors cut out his colon, hoping to ease his suffering. And that worked for a while, but the pain came back.
And I decided that I was no longer going to watch myself deteriorate and decided to do what I was going to do.
In February, Young announced he was going to remove his feeding tube and stop taking the nearly 100 pills a day. Cuellar understands.
I feel like it's a kind of, you know, his body's been mutilated. I mean, he had the injury, but then there's all the surgeries they've done on top of that. It feels dehumanizing.
Kathy Smith respects her son's decision as well. And in the 9 years since he was shot, she's had a lot of time to contemplate losing him.
I've mourned the son that I sent to war that didn't come home. I've mourned the grandchildren that I'll never have. I've mourned the possibilities, the things that that man could have accomplished. The worst part about all of this for me is that none of this had to happen.
Hearing of Young's plight, activist Ralph Nader suggested he write an open letter to former President George Bush and Dick Cheney, one final broadside against the war and its chief proponents.
And so I went along with that and wrote my letter, and I guess that thing's taken off like wildfire, too.
Young's last letter lays blame for the Iraq War's vast cost in human suffering, the Iraqi peoples, Young's, other veterans and their families, squarely at the feet of Bush and Cheney. But Young insists that while the letter is political, his impending death is entirely personal.
There are people who want to frame it as a political decision or political issue. That's their prerogative game for them, but I myself don't see it that way.
Young sees it as a release from what seems like intractable suffering. Kim Ruwako, who lost her husband, an Iraq War veteran, to suicide, fears others will see the same opportunity.
I do worry about that. I do worry about the veterans hearing his story and thinking, you know what, he's giving up, I should give up.
Ruwako is with the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, or TAPS, a group that helps families of military suicides.
There are so many veterans out there that are really suffering and are looking to see how other people are handling it.
The women in Thomas's life, his wife and his mother, Kathy Smith, say he's acting with complete honor and dignity.
It's not a suicide. He's not killing himself. He's just stopping.
Young says he'll stop talking with the media next month on his wedding anniversary and likely end his life a month or two thereafter. Frank Morris, KCUR News.